terrorism at home. For many people in this country, for millions in fact, when they think about terrorism, their minds do not drift to the tortured trauma of the Middle East. Their dreams aren't peopled with swarthy Arabs or whispering groups plotting bombings in major American or European cities. They think of lives darkened by the ever-present threat of terrorism from fellow Americans, and not from weird white guys in white robes either. Their lives are shadowed by cops, by Americans who might swear to serve and protect, but do not intend to either serve or protect them. This is especially so in black communities across America, but it's also prevalent in brown America, and indeed in white working class America, where people see the horrific legalized violence unleashed upon them by cops. They can look to no political relief from these threats, for more often than not, cops serve as henchmen for political machines, or in some cases, they fund such political operations. When they turn to the judiciary, there they again find no way, except in extreme cases where they win civil judgments, which are, in fact, shifted tax monies going from Peter to pay Paul. This commentator has received many a letter from people who have suffered from the hands of the cops, who have tried to get a hand from nationally known black leaders, but often to no avail. Some have become stories which you've heard about. Others have gone on into the great silence, untold, unheard, unheralded tales of brutality that leaves people broken, in pain, and often, far too often, alone. For such people, what is the solution? To vote? To write a letter to the editor? To talk to one's clergy? To pray? I thought of this when I heard about the unprovoked beatings of two black men in Philadelphia recently, Ernst Ford and Moses Franklin, who were demonstrating against the police killing of another black man in West Philadelphia. According to reports, both men were beaten viciously by cops for practicing what are allegedly termed First Amendment rights of protest and assembly. When police beat people, kick people, brutally pummel and blackjack people because they don't like what those people are protesting about, this isn't police brutality. That is a polite way of saying what it really is, police terrorism. There's only one solution that can ever happen short of revolution itself. Organize. When people dare to come together, to work together in their own independent organizations, they can make things happen. It is only that power of people coming together to fight back that will ever have a chance against this social cancer. Organize, organize, and then organize. There are no shortcuts. There is no instant add water and poof. People can and must organize other like-minded people to bring an end to this gathering terrorism at home. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.